Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, welcome to The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm features editor Holly Byrne, and today I'm joined by Home Beautiful's creative and food director, Imogen Abadi.
Hi, how are you going?
Welcome to the studio, Im. It's great to have you in.
Thank you.
Now, you are our resident foodie and my absolute go-to for cooking and entertaining advice. So I thought, why not share some of your amazing advice with our lovely listeners? My housemates are heading out of town on Friday. They're off to Europe. I've got the house to myself for 3 weeks. The girls are coming over Saturday as soon as they can. So I want your advice on your top entertaining tips for winter so I can really impress them.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, you've got to stock the fridge full of champagne if the girls are coming over.
That's
a must. So check. That goes without fail. But I guess for me, winter's about being prepared because you don't want to be slipping to the shops every 5 minutes. And, you know, I live in the Southern Highlands, so it's like a one-stop shop a week, brave the elements, and then we're in for the week. So it's all about preparation. So I would suggest maybe keeping 3 awesome cheeses. Cheese plates are fantastic for starter or dessert. So my go-tos are a Dauphinoise, which is a triple cream French brie. It's so beautiful. Yum. I mean, you can have that on its own as main meal if I'm concerned. But and then I love a vintage cheddar, which has kind of got a really sharp taste. And then finally a soft blue. I'm a fan of Blue Castello. I know it's kind of a basic blue cheese, but everybody likes it, even people who don't like blue cheese and or haven't experienced it. Can start with a Blue Castello and then a great cracker. I also like some nuts sprinkled with a bit of honey. I think that's a really nice complement with cheese, and of course some fruit just to pick out for those people who are on a diet.
There's always someone.
There's always someone.
Now, what about for the main?
Mains, I'm partial to a soup in winter. I think if it's either a starter or for, you know, your main meal, you can't go past it. It's really warming, fills that, you know, that cozy void during winter. There's some great store-bought ones if you can't be bothered making your own, and, you know, like you can shush them up with a bit of creme fraiche on top, some fresh herbs, some crusty bread, which I tend to buy bread and then sprinkle it with a bit of water and then chuck it in the oven so it's extra crispy when you go to eat it.
Any other main course options you might recommend?
I love a pizza. And pizza, you know, not many people don't like pizza for a main course. They're great. I'm a bit of a sucker for a store-bought pizza. You know,
I've got some.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a hidden secret. But, you know, I've got kids that are home on the weekend. I'm just so busy with in and out of sport, you know, so they have to be able to fend for themselves. And my 16-year-old can make a good oven-baked pizza. So whether it's, you know, me buying the base and doing the toppings or just putting it in from a store-bought one and then just, yeah, adding some extras, so some fresh herbs and some tomatoes with some, you know, vinaigrette. Toss through, just sprinkle it over the top of pizza. I slice it up and put it on a piece of baking paper over a French cheese board and just like sprinkle the herbs over the top and people just come and help themselves.
Beautiful. I am hungry just thinking about it. Then obviously there's always dessert. What can I serve up that I'm not going to have to excuse myself halfway through dinner to start preparing?
I know, dessert's one of those things. I mean, I always think of baking in winter, but it does take time to prepare and, you know, you're busy like me. So I tend to keep like a great, good quality ice cream or gelati in the fridge, and, you know, it's something that my kids can have every night. But if we have guests, I can shush it up with some maybe frozen berries, bit of caster sugar and some balsamic vinegar, make a quick compote. And that's gorgeous. You sort of stir it over a medium heat till a jammy consistency and then dollop it on top of your, you know, scoop of vanilla ice cream. And if you want to go crazy, sprinkle it with a bit of nuts and you almost have like a crumble.
Yum. Now, I'm a sucker for Gelato Messina's vanilla bean ice cream. Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, gosh. There's so many. But, Yeah, I do like just a really good vanilla bean ice cream, I got to say. Like, nothing beats that. And particularly when you're adding extra flavours, you don't want something that's fighting with it.
So I've got my menu sorted. How can I make my tabletop look beautiful? Working at home beautiful, my friends obviously have high expectations every time they come over, too high to live up to all the time. So what's a cheat way to make the place look beautiful?
Tea light candles, can't go past them. IKEA, you can get like a set of 9 for like $3.
Perfect.
And I'm all about borrowing from the garden. Like, I used to be a sucker to go to the flower markets the morning of a party, 5 a.m., people said I was crazy, and looking back, I was. But now it's just like beautiful leaves from the olive tree, you know, that's all year round, or some succulents for the from the garden. You can pop them back in the garden after your party, you know, make it simple, make it relaxed. I love a linen napkin, and I think people love that sort of generosity, putting things on their lap when they're eating, you know, around a fire or something like that. But if you can't get a linen napkin, there's some great paper slash, like, that look like linen.
Linen look.
Yeah, the linen look, and they're fabulous too.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for your expert advice today, Im. Thanks for joining us in the studio again.
Thanks for having me.
That's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit today. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to rate, review and subscribe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.